Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Stoic Calm. I'm Avery Hart, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more grace and a whole lot less stress. Today, we're diving into something that can feel like a minefield. Finding contentment amidst all the shiny stuff. Ever scrolled through social media and felt that familiar pang of envy? You know, when everyone seems to have it all except you. Let's face it, living in a world obsessed with more can make it tough to appreciate what we already have. But guess what? True happiness doesn't come from acquiring more possessions, it comes from cultivating inner peace and contentment. So how do we break free from the cycle of wanting and striving? Well, friends, I've got 5 key takeaways that are gonna rock your world. First off, shift your focus from acquisition to experience. Think about it. A new gadget might give you a temporary thrill, but lasting happiness comes from experiences, spending time with loved ones, exploring nature, learning something new. These are the things that truly enrich our lives and create lasting memories. Ever feel that sense of satisfaction after hiking a mountain or laughing hysterically with your friends? That's pure contentment right there. Second, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good stuff in your life, your health, your relationships, even a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, we cultivate a sense of abundance and contentment. Think about it like this. Every time you feel that nagging feeling of not enough, try shifting your attention to something you're grateful for. It's like flipping a switch from negativity to positivity. Third, define your values. What truly matters to you? Is it kindness, creativity, adventure? Once you know your core values, you can make choices that align with them, bringing you a deeper sense of purpose and fulfillment. Remember, living in accordance with your values is like having an internal compass guiding you towards true happiness, not chasing after fleeting trends or material possessions. Next up, embrace simplicity. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with messages telling us we need more, bigger, better. But the truth is, contentment often comes from letting go of excess and embracing a simpler life. Think about it. Would you rather have a closet overflowing with clothes you never wear or a few truly meaningful pieces? Less clutter, less stress, more peace. And finally, practice mindfulness. Being present in a moment helps us appreciate the simple joys that surround us, a beautiful sunset, a good conversation, the feeling of sunshine on our skin. When we're constantly chasing after the next thing, we miss out on the beauty of the present moment. Mindfulness is like taking a deep breath and saying, "Okay, world, I'm here now and I'm grateful for this moment." Let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who struggled with consumerism for years. She constantly felt like she needed to keep up with the Joneses, buying things she didn't need just to feel happy. Then she started practicing mindfulness and gratitude. She began focusing on experiences rather than possessions, appreciating the simple joys in her life. Guess what? Sarah found true contentment, not from acquiring more stuff, but from cultivating a deeper sense of peace within herself. So, my friends, remember this. Happiness isn't found at the bottom of a shopping cart or behind the latest gadget. It's found in our hearts, in our connections, in the moments we choose to savor. Let's shift our focus, embrace gratitude, live intentionally, and find contentment in the beautiful tapestry of life we already have. You got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts with me. What are some practical steps you can take today to cultivate more contentment? Head over to our social media channels and let's chat. Until next time, keep it calm, keep it real, and remember, true happiness starts from within. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.